This is New England Public Radio. The Pioneer Valley Transit Authority says Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's budget proposal came up several million dollars short in funding for transit agencies outside the Boston area. New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reports.
The joint session will come to order.
The day before releasing his budget, Baker gave his State of the Commonwealth address. He talked about public transit, specifically the MBTA.
Our 2021 budget proposal will include an increase of $135 million in operating funds for the T.
That's a big boost for the MBTA, which oversees transit around Boston and has struggled with derailments and service problems.
This will ensure that the T has the resources it needs to implement the recommendations of its safety review panel and continue to accelerate service improvements.
Baker's budget also included a $3.5 million increase for the 15 regional transit authorities across the state that operate mostly buses. In budget documents, the Baker administration claimed the $90.5 million in base funding for those agencies is consistent with what was requested by a special task force. But that's just not so, says Paul Burns Johnson of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority.
You know, we're at least satisfied that we're heading in the right direction. But it simply is not enough.
That's because Baker, in his new budget, gave regional transit authorities what they asked for the previous year. But costs grow each year, and that task force requested automatic annual increases. So, Burns Johnson says, Baker's proposed budget is actually $2.7 million short.
You know, that basic level of funding is required to provide the basic service that we need for our riders.
The PVTA reduced service and raised fares a couple years ago, but Burns Johnson said Baker's recent proposal is probably good enough to avoid significant cuts. The plan, like last year, included an extra $3.5 million in competitive grants, but transit agencies can't bank on that money year to year. Burns Johnson is hopeful lawmakers come through with more guaranteed funding.
Very early in the process, and it's hard to know for sure what that outcome is.
And there's some extra hope this year, as the Massachusetts House is expected to take up the very issue of reliable revenue for transportation. And one specific focus mentioned by the Speaker of the House, regional transit authorities. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sam Hudzik.